There's an extraordinary difficulty in Chumash, in Pshat, in the Psukim, which the Gemara addresses, and somehow we don't see a resolution. And that is a very simple kasha. In Parshas Matos, after the battle with Midian, Klal Yisrael captures all these kelim from the Midianim, and the parsha tells us there's a mitzvah to tevel kelim, there's a mitzvah to kasha kelim. So the big problem is the kasha Rameiras in the Gemara, that min ha-Torah, a keli is only aser, it's a ben yaymai. If you have a pot that wasn't used in 24 hours, so it doesn't aser anything else. So why go through the whole hassle of kashering kelim that you captured for Midian? All you have to do is wait 24 hours from the last time it's used, and it becomes mutter by itself. Is mutter. And not only that, but if you were careful to read Rashi properly, Rashi sheet is you don't need 24 hours, you just need overnight. So certainly it was certainly overnight. That's what Gemara says. Certainly it was overnight. So Rameyah says, must be Nesin Tamalif Gam is Asr. That's what it says in the Gemara. Rameyah holds Nesin Gam is Asr. Why do you have to kasha? Now we hold Nesin Tamalif Gam is Mutter. We hold a keli that wasn't used in 24 hours is Mutter. So it's an extraordinarily difficult kasha, not a lumdish kasha, a pashta kasha. Why did they have to kasha any kelim? Just leave the keli, either it was already 24 hours, or leave it 24 hours, and it becomes mutter by itself.
We don't even kasha the first 24 hours.
What?
We don't even kasha the first 24 hours.
Well, really, you're allowed to kasha in the first 24 hours if you have shishim in the water connecting the keli. We don't kasha the first 24 hours, we don't want a pachka with it. But really, you could kasha within 24 hours. Anyway, so this is an extraordinarily difficult kasha that... the Ritva says, must be that they let the Taf, the Nashim live, so they used the Kalim. So since they used the Kalim, it must be that they were afraid it was a Ben Yaimai. Doesn't really answer the question of why go through the whole bother if you just wait till 24 hours. They had Kalim. They 40 years, they were in the mid, but they had Kalim. So the Kash is extraordinarily difficult Kash. The Ritva really is also a problem. The Ritva says they were chayshish that they used the kelim. I see in the Shemes here in Balach, he brings from the Michas Halaz, I think the Michas Halaz was his Rebbe, or Brown's Rebbe, he brings from him that Safed derais lachumra, so you have to kasha the kelim, maybe it was used. So I'd like to learn with you a sifa to a Shulchan Aruch, an important halachis, and I don't know how he could bring something like that, because there's the following dinim in Shulchan Aruch. This is in Kuf Chav Beis, the very end of the halachis of Machalos Asuras. And it says there, Stam Kli Ovi Kechavim Hei Mecheska She'ena B'nei Yayman. It says, Stam Keli of a guy is Eina B'nei Yayman. People say Yid is different, they have all kinds of stories. It's not really true, because the next sif says, so it's really just by Yid's keli, you assume it's kosher. So it says, "Klei akum ena b'nei yayman, stam keli ena b'nei yakum ena b'nei yayman is mutter." What it means is, if you go to your guy, your neighbor, and he comes in, he serves you a tea, he serves you a cup of hot water, even a glass, a mug with hot water, and a tea bag, or in a coffee container, so you're allowed to drink the water, even though the water is in a trefa cup, maybe it was heated up in a trefa pot. It doesn't matter. Stam keli ein ben ayayman is mutter. That's halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. That is no issur at all. Why? Why do they say stam keli ein ben ayayman? So the Shach and Taz bring, it's a taisus earlier in Avodah Zarah and Lamed Ches. Now listen to this. Why stam kelim ein ben yayman? Because it's a svek sveka. It's a suffik if it was used in 24 hours. Or not used, if it was not used in 24 hours, it's mutter. Even if it was used in 24 hours, maybe it's a food which is paigim, the food you're using now. You're cooking meat. What was used earlier? It could be what was used earlier was a type of meichel, dvash, that was, that's paigim in Basra. It was a type of food that's paigim. It's a svek svek. You follow? Maybe it's not a ben yaymai. Even if it's a ben yaymai, maybe the food that was used earlier is paigim in the food that's being used today. And memela al svek svek, it's mutal lechatchila. That's the, you're allowed to use the food lechatchila. You can't tell the guy to cook for you, but it's mutal lechatchila. From which tea? From which?
Serving hot tea in
that kelim. So it's funny because somebody had asked me in yeshiva, and I told him that I once flew Sabina Airlines, remember Sabina Airlines, to Belgium with Rabelski, and Rabelski took coffee from the stewardess. He took coffee, so it's mutter. That's what I told him. So the other clients, when it happened to me, so it was 25 years ago. So whatever I told, of course, went straight to Rabelski. So Rabelski sent him back down to tell me that he had charata. He had charata, even though stam kelim ain't been a yayman. This kelim I used all the time. Where did they become treif? He said they wash it in the same dishwasher with other things, and it's a problem. What you have to do if you want to have a coffee on a plane is get the hot water straight from the dispenser. You should give him a cup, and as you get it straight from the dispenser, and you bring along your pouch of coffee or your tea bag. So that's what he said. What? If the problem is with the dishwasher, and there's no stam kelim ene ben yayman, but the problem is it has heat, but also has trefa residue of trefa food. That's the problem. The first cycle is not. The first cycle is not. And if you ever saw the commercial, the industrial dishwashers, it's a belt. It goes through chambers. The first chamber never has soap, and the second chamber is that's how it goes. What? But once you have a tray for keli, you can't kosher it by soaping it. In other words, if in the first chamber, first it has a rinse chamber, there's no soap. If there it became treif, you can't take a treif for kli and wash it with soap and make it mutter. Because once it's treif, we're not borrowed that you're going to be pigging it with the next whatever it is that you're doing next. You follow what I'm saying? You can't. What? What should I tell you? It's, you fly first class and you have glass shilas. I don't have a problem with glass shilas. I don't know. It's, actually, they see me with a yarmulke, they right away say, "Don't you use paper?" They don't tell you that right away. You go with a baseball cap. Anyway, I want to get back to this din. The din is stam keli ein ben yayma. Stam keli akum is ein ben yayma. Makes the whole thing even more schwer. Because you're going to tell me you got the chlamydia and maybe it was a ben yayma. But stam keli is ein ben yayma. So what's the problem? Why did they have to kasha the chlamydia? It's a double pella. And the Ritva talks about it, but it's hard to understand what it means. The Gemara is really talking about it. The Gemara says, Ramea says Nevekam is Osir because they kashed it. The Chum say, no, Nevekam is Mutter. But not clear why in the world they kashed it. It's very not clear. So I want to first mention to you a Teretz and then switch over to a little bit of Halacha. The Teretz Mechudish that I saw on this topic, because there are the terutzim that are not satisfying. Some say they're for a davar charif, in case they're going to use a davar charif, but it's also not a satisfying terutz. But anyway, the terutz I saw is Nahamik Shaila from the Netziv. Netziv, in many of the places where he writes about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu made Gezeris to Rabbanim. It's not true, Gezeris to Rabbanim came later. Moshe Rabbeinu, what was his other name?
Avigdor.
Why Avigdor? Why was he called Avigdor? Avi? What does that mean? He made the repentances. He made the Rabbanans. As a matter of fact, we learn out of a pasuk, you have to make the Rabbanans. So it has to be that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Rabbanans. So Moshe, the Gezerah of Eina Ben Yaimai is also Lechatchila, a treifa keli Eina Ben Yaimai. Moshe Rabbeinu made the Gezerah already. It's really hard to understand. When did he make the Gzeir? In the Mizpah they didn't have. It could be they trafed it up in the house. But he says, Moshe Rabbeinu made the gzeira that you have kelim ein b'nei yayman. And memela, there was a necessity to teach the halachis of Hagala. Now it's true, you could tasha ben yayman, if it didn't arise, you could tasha ben yayman. But it was needed to teach the halachis, since Moshe Rabbeinu had already made the gzeiris of keli ein ben yayman, atum ben yayman. So you're not allowed to use any type of trefa keli. That's his chiddush in Kuf Lamed Zayin, in Parshas Matos, and that's what he says. I had a problem. Why you're allowed? You know, it comes out strange. You go to a guy's house and he offers you a glass of hot water. You can use it. You go to an irreligious Jew and he offers you a glass of hot water, a glass of cold water. You're not allowed to use it. Because the keli is not tevled, if that's the case, the keli is not a guy's keli doesn't have to be tevled. A yid's glass or a metal keli has to be tevled. You're not allowed to use. So you get a glass even of cold water in a yid's house. You got to tell him, you know, give me plastic, give me paper. You go to a guy's house and he offers you a glass, a cup of hot water. You're allowed to use it. Now the example of water is beferish here in the Ramah. I manage don't understand this. What's the heter of Eina B'nei Yayman? A Svek Sveika. What's a Svek Sveika? One Safik, maybe it's not a B'nei Yayman. Maybe it's a B'nei Yayman. But what was the second Safik? Even if it's a B'nei Yayman, maybe this food and that food is Pagan. What's Pagan in water? I don't understand it. I understand that if you mix tuna fish and chocolate syrup, it doesn't go well together. You know, so it's one food, it has one taste, and one has another taste, and they're Pagan each other. But what's pagan water? I don't understand it. But water is a neutral taste. What's pagan water? Mix what?
I don't know. Someone's there. Flavor left over.
A guy cooked hot water in his trefa keli. So I'm allowed to use it because maybe the thing he cooked in is pagan the water. What? Okay. There's no things that are plaguing in the water. Okay. I can't understand that things are plaguing in the water. Anyway, the next halacha says the following. Yesh li yizar melaniach bebeis oivik kechavim kli suda. The chashinon shemi yishtamish behem. You know, we talk about leaving a guy in your house, then he's going to ask for the kelim. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not supposed to leave your kelim in a guy by the guy, because the guy is going to use it. He has a house full of kelim. But Chazal wa chayshish, then he's going to use your kelim. That's what it says. The thing that surprises me, it's one of these halachas that you always remember. If you leave a keli by a guy's house, afilu nostam le'uman le'saknan, even if the guy is repairing it for you. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, that im avar v'shachaza v'alachim v'chavim tzrichet hagala. You hear this? You leave a keli by, I don't know about in a store, but you leave it a place where he eats in his house, you give it to fix. You leave a keli, you bring a toaster oven to a guy to fix. He fixes it, you have to kasher it. Tzarefai gima. So that's a state in the Ramah. But then it says something that's mind-boggling. It says like this. If you left it by the guy less than 24 hours, when you get it back, you have to kasher it. If you left it by the guy more than 24 hours, so you don't have to kasher it. Because maybe he used it, maybe he didn't. Even if he used it, maybe he used it more than 24 hours ago. And it's Eina Ben Yaimai, and it won't answer. You hear this? I don't know if you chap. It's late at night. If somebody tells me, watch, someone come over to me now. He says, what should I do? I just left my keli by a guy. I say, leave it there an extra day. If you leave it there more than 24 hours, then it's going to be mutter. Because Svek Sveika, did he use it? Even if he used it, it's 24 hours. If you leave it there 20 hours, then it's bad. So how could it be? If you leave it longer, it's better? What? Once I have to kasher it, your house is not going to help me unless you kasher it for me. But I don't know, that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch.
How does it pass from Iser to Heter? There's a point that it passes from Iser to Heter.
Oh no, he does say. Oish nishta biyad yisrael lashon min akum meisleis as lina lakula. What you said, Eli, the Ramah Taka says it. He says you can leave it even in the yid's house. But it's hard for me to understand. If you leave it by a guy for 10 hours, we assume he used it enough to be after kasha. If you leave it 30 hours, why don't we just take the last 10 hours and say he might have used it in those 10 hours? Like, who cares that he could have also used it in the first 20 hours? It's a dava pella. I want to mention to you, people say that the Vel took on Ramesh's kulas and not his chumras. Ramesh has a tshuva. If you're giving a heksher on a company, why do you have to kasher? It's such a fanem to kasher. Why do you have to kasher? Go Monday morning, it's more than 24 hours, all the kelim are not b'nei yayman. Why do you have to kasher? If it's a Jew's company, one thing. But guy's company, guy's not allowed to cook tray for stuff. Why don't you just go in Monday morning? It wasn't used 24 hours. Why do you have to kasher? You know what Moshe writes? He says, Enochinami. Really, Menadin, you could give such a hechsher. He says, Mechur Adavar. It's not nice. It's not a proper thing. And therefore, no one should do it. But Ramosha really writes that the Iker Adin, you could do it. If it's a guy's company and you're going into, they're doing a run and you want to give a hechsher, you could really do it without it because of this din of Eina B'nei Yayman. And he says, Mechor Adavah, it's one of Ramosha's chumras that I think the hechsherim, at least that we would eat from, all took on. Why 48 hours? Of the 24. I understand. Because the suffix is he might have used it at the beginning of the 24 hours in the end. Okay. We'll continue next time. We'll next week.